When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566. To make an appointment.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
You took the first step and quit smoking. But even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Back here in Frederick, Joe Putnam along with you as the State College Spikes set to take on the Frederick Keys. Again, Hayden Moore, Samuel Benjamin, Cade Climby, the top three hitters in the order. Daniil Ortiz, Brylan West, Jake Mumon, the middle third, and Trayson Hughes, Tyson Madison, Knox Preston in the 7-8-9 spots with the lefty Jacob Krager getting the ball in the bottom of the inning. For Frederick, Dalen Pena is at first base. Brody Ford is at second. Elijah Clayton at shortstop. Alan Gil Fernandez at third. Outfield is JoJo Jackson in left. Royce Clayton Jr. in center. Elijah's brother, both sons of the former big leaguer Royce Clayton. And Tervell Johnson, a returnee from the 2023 Keys, who put up impressive numbers here in Frederick is in right field. Owen Carapelati doing the catching this evening for the Keys, who are in their home whites. White jerseys, white pants, the Keys Wordmark logo across the front in black and orange. Black numerals with an orange outline on the lower left. Black numerals, orange outline on the back as well. And orange and black stripes running down the sides. The black caps with the orange bills for Frederick this evening. For the Spikes, navy blue jerseys, which is what they wore in last night's win. Ribbon S logo on the left breast pocket. Gold numerals outlined in red on the lower right. Gold numerals outlined in red on the back. Gray pants with a blue stripe running down the side, and the navy blue caps for the Spikes as well. Hayden Moore, the switch-hitting center fielder, steps in out of St. Louis University. Moore played the latter stages of last night's game. Received one plate appearance in the DH spot, was hit by the pitch. 211 batting average, but a 375 on base percentage in the first pitch tonight is at 705 tonight, and it is low for a ball at 91 miles an hour. Grant Richards looks in for the sign. The right-hander delivers. That's a ball in tight. Fastball at 89, 2-0 the count. Our first pitch tonight at 7:05, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Two balls, no strikes, Moore. Now Speedster, definitely a top-of-the-order type of hitter. The pitch, that's a strike over the outer edge. 90 on that fastball. 2-1 the count. Richards going fastballs early out of Southwestern Illinois College, and the 2-1 pitch lifted in the air, drops into the left center field for a base hit. So Hayden Moore with a leadoff single here in the first. And that'll bring Samuel Benjamin to the plate. And Benjamin with a .444 batting average this year. That puts him second in the league. Three home runs, now tied for the league lead with Williamsport's Cole Russo. 16 RBIs, number one, undisputedly, at the top of the RBI list. .552 on base percentage, third best in the league. .704 slugging percentage, tops the loop. 24 base hits, five doubles, both league-leading totals. And he takes the first pitch for a ball upstairs, 1-0. His eight extra base hits lead the league. His eight stolen bases are still fourth, and he has also scored the most runs in the league with 14. Throw on to first, and Moore dives back in. Hayden, 4 of 6 in steal attempts this year. Resumes his lead off first. And the pitch. Bluff steal off first. There's a chopper past the first baseman, Pena, into right field. Moore around second, heads to third. Samuel Benjamin, the hitting streak at 2, but the on-base streak now extended to 16 games. The best in the MLB Draft League, and runners are at the corners, nobody out. It is another warm one here in Frederick tonight. 91 degrees at game time, clear skies, but even though it is less humid than it was last night, it was 48% humidity at game time yesterday, it's 34 tonight. But still, the temperature feeling like it's in the upper 90s and not a whole lot of breeze to speak of at the moment. Cade Climby, Spikes third baseman in the right-handed box. Check swing at the breaking ball. That is a called strike on location over the outer edge. 0-1 the count. Cade to the .375 batting average, two doubles, four RBIs in 11 games. His .553 on-base percentage. Came into the game second in the MLB Draft League. The leader in on-base percentage in the league is Max Johnson of Mahoning Valley at .580. 0-1, swung on and missed. .02 the count, 85 over the outer edge with the slider. Now the set by Richards. Benjamin dances off first. The pitch homeward is fouled away first base side. Still 0-2. Richards was a two-way player at Southwestern Illinois this spring. Was 3-0 with a 3.89 ERA in 11 appearances. 41 strikeouts in 39 and a third innings. He's in the Northwoods League last year for the Bismarck Larks, 10 and two-thirds innings there. And the throw to first, Benjamin back standing. Pena actually stepped in front of him to haul that throw in. First and third, nobody out. Spikes took a 6-0 lead in the game last night, coasted to a 7-4 win. They're trying to get on the scoreboard in the opening frame tonight, and the fastball outside, 1-2. Again, Jim Clayton, our home plate umpire, Andy Simons working first base, and Paul Willis at third base. The set, and the 1-2. Outside, ball two. Went slider again and missed. Samuel Benjamin, he jumped down like he was going to break for second, but never actually did. He just waited on Richards to throw the ball to the plate. The set. There goes Benjamin. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Throw to second. Tag applied. He's out there, but Moore will score from third. So Moore will score. He won't get credit for a steal, though, because Samuel Benjamin was caught stealing on the back end. And it's a strike him out, throw him out, double play, but the Spikes do score to make it 1-0. Benjamin questioning the out call at second briefly, but headed back to the dugout. And here's Daniil Ortiz playing shortstop for the first time as a Spike tonight. He'll take his defensive position last inning. He fouls this pitch off his left instep, though, and he will hobble around. He is wearing the ankle and foot protector, but that caught him in a spot that protector doesn't quite extend to. He will readjust. 0-1 the count. That's the thing about, you know, the placement of those ankle, foot, toe protectors are really for the foul tips like that. But you never quite know what English the ball is going to have as it jumps back at you after coming off the bat, and the slider misses low and away, 1-1. Spikes have won their last two games, looking to make it 3 in a row tonight. Of course, they went on that 5-game winning streak in the first week of the season, a 5-1 start to the year. Road trip to Mahoning Valley in West Virginia didn't quite go their way, but they split a pair of games with the Crosscutters Tuesday and Wednesday at Medler Field at Lebrano Park, winning in the overtime tiebreaker on Wednesday, and then came here last night, scored a victory in game one. High changeup swung on and missed, 2-2. Wind up for Richards, and the fastball missed outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch. Chopper foul off of Ortiz once again, but this time didn't hit any tiny areas, sensitive areas on the foot. 3-2 the count. Richards with another changeup there. Let's see what he goes with here. Pitch. Upstairs, ball four. He went slider and it missed, and that is a 2-out walk. So Brylan West, who smashed his first home run of the season last night, will step in. The FIU product batting 353, 2 doubles, a homer, 6 runs knocked in, a .463 on-base percentage, I should say. He is also 4-for-4 in stolen base attempts. Ortiz is 1-for-3. The pitch is low for a ball to start off West. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Richards has been working high 80s, low 90s with the fastball. And the 1-0, low and away. Missed with the fastball again, 2-0. But so far, 21 pitches in the opening inning. Only 10 of them for strikes. Spikes leading it 1-0 here. Again, this is the second game of a 4-game series here at Harry Grove Stadium. We're here tomorrow at 6 p.m. and Sunday, 1 o'clock. A grounder slowly to the left side, scooped by Gil Fernandez. Alan Gil Fernandez, the third baseman, throws across the diamond in time, and the inning is over. But the Spikes get on the board first. Hayden Moore scoring on the strike him out, throw him out, double play. A run, two hits, one runner left. End of one half inning, 1-0 State College, and Jacob Prager gets the ball for the Spikes when we come back on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Quick warm-ups for Jacob Krager to start the game. The left-hander ready, meeting Tervell Johnson, the right fielder for the Keys, and Krager's first pitch of the night is fouled back to the screen. Jacob, out of Maryville University in Missouri, a Palmyra, Missouri native. He is 24 years of age, 6'1", 190 pounds, and the left-hander deals, called strike on the outer edge, 90 on the fastball again, 0-2. Making his fourth appearance of the season, no record of 7.45 ERA in his first three outings. Does have a save, which he earned back on June the 5th. His first outing for the Spikes, two perfect innings against Trenton. 0-2 fastball is low, blocked by Knox Preston. 1-2 the count. Krager with 10 strikeouts to 7 walks, two hit batsmen, a .325 opponent's batting average. He has allowed 9 runs, 8 earned on 13 hits over 9 2/3 innings coming in. And the 1-2 swung on him in strike three. Jacob Krager with his first strikeout of the game, retiring Tervell Johnson. The strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. At Mount Nittany Health, our view of healthcare is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountnittany.org. One gone, and here's Brody Farr, the second baseman. Farr played in game one of this series last night, went 1-for-3, scored a pair of runs. His hit an infield single, and the pitch. Fastball for a strike just above the knees. Farr out of Presbyterian College down in South Carolina, the Blue Hose. That's the official nickname, B-L-U-E-H-O-S-E. 0-1, strike. And Blue Hose, of course, refers to the same derivation as Boston Red Sox, Chicago White Sox, refer to the blue socks that the baseball team wore for Presbyterian and then got applied to all of the athletic teams there. 0-2. Swinging a foul tip back to the backstop. Still no balls, two strikes. For the season, Farr batting .306, three doubles, three RBIs, a .500 on-base percentage. He has the top batting average and top on-base percentage on the team. And the Keys have had difficulty scoring. Only a .190 team batting average coming in. The pitch. That's fouled over everything third base side out to the parking lot here. At Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. Still 0-2. 325 feet down the lines. 400 feet to dead center. It's 365 to the gaps in left and right center. And the 0-2. Breaking ball tails away from far for ball one. It is a symmetrical ballpark here, and the fence is 8 foot high all the way around, although there are three layers of billboards here. Only the first layer is on the actual wall. The others are set back. Bouncer to the right side along the line, taken by West. He'll grab the ball, step on the bag, and retire far for the second out. That'll bring up JoJo Jackson, the left fielder. Jackson last night was 0 for 2 with a walk in his first three plate appearances, but then drilled a two-run homer to left field in the eighth, a 379-foot shot. That drew the Keys within two. It was 6-0. That homer made it 6-4, but then Spikes added an insurance run to the ninth, and Drake Quinn shut it down in the bottom half. And the first pitch to Jackson, a called strike, fastball on the outer edge. Jackson out of Georgia State University, a native of Stone Mountain, Georgia. A switch hitter batting as a righty against the lefty Krager, and the 0-1. And that bounced foul behind the plate, 0-2 the count. For the season, Jackson hitting .250 with a .375 on base percentage, two doubles, a homer, and five runs batted in. Krager looks into Knox Preston, the catcher, and the 0-2. Upstairs, a ball. Brylan West at first base, Jake Mumaugh at second, Daniil Ortiz at short, Cade Climie at third. I haven't seen Ortiz at short, but he actually, that is his regular position. He's regularly a middle infielder coming in. And the 1-2, called strike three. Krager places the 92-mile-an-hour fastball over the outer edge of the plate. Second strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. For the fourth year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center was named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek. We were one of 26 hospitals in PA to rank in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. Three up, three down for Jacob Krager in the first. We go to the second. State College leading 1-0 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Jake Mumaugh starts off the second inning for State College and swings with the first pitch from Grant Richards. Lofted in the air, left center field. Playable for Royce Clayton Jr., who puts it away for the first out. 1-0 Spikes here in the top of the second inning. And now Trayson Hughes, the batter, the right fielder. Batting .319 with a .407 on base percentage. Three doubles, a triple, a home run. His 12 RBI, second most on the team. 15 games under his belt this year. And, in fact, the 12 RBIs are also tied for fifth in the league. So he, like Samuel Benjamin, top five. Benjamin is number one. And the first pitch, a strike slider on the outer half of the plate to the lefty Hughes. Pitch. Trayson fouls it away. Third base side. 0-2 the count. Grant Richards this season has lasted about three innings per outing. And the pitch, that is low and away. 1 and 2. Christian Rodriguez, by the way, pitched in relief 4 1/3 innings for the Keys last night. He has now racked up 17 2/3 innings. That's second most in the league this year. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a slider, and quickly 2 away here in the top of the second. Second strikeout for Richards in the game. Here's Tyson Bass now, the left fielder. Bass is batting .237, but a .431 on base percentage. He has received 13 walks, second most on the Spikes. Looking for his first extra base hit, but he has 6 RBIs in 15 games. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, and the bat goes flying, and Knox Preston has to get out of the way quickly. The bat boy has to be alert as well. And Bass will readjust the batting gloves and get a little extra pine tar on there for the next pitch. And Knox Preston, a little bit of a wry smile there as he handed the pine tar over to Bass, who has a little bit of a smile himself. That's always, as a hitter, that's something that always draws undue attention to you when the bat goes flying. I've seen the bats go pretty far at times, too. 0-1 the count. Luckily, no one really in the line of fire there. They'll duck down the way. The pitch up and in for a ball. 1-1. Tyson out of North Carolina Wesleyan. And the pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air, down the right field line. This will stay fair. Tervell Johnson has a beat on it. Makes the catch on the edge of the warning track, but in fair territory, and the inning is over. Three up, three down for the Spikes in the second. We go to the bottom half. 1-0 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom of the second, Dalen Pena, Alan Gil Fernandez, Owen Carapilotti due up against Jacob Krager. State College left-hander retired the first three batters in order, two via strikeout. And here is Pena making his first appearance of the series out of Corpus Christi, Texas, from Texas State University down in San Marcos. 6'1", 220 pounds. He is 21 years of age. And the pitch, slicing breaking ball, in tight, away from the plate. Ball one. Pena this season has hit .298 with four doubles, a home run, six RBIs, fouls this one off right first base side towards the kid zone here. And by the way, is a carousel here at Harry Grove Stadium that is protected, but it's not running right now. And that's the thing with the carousels. The parts are getting harder and harder to find if something does break. And that soft liner goes straight at Jake Mumaugh, who hauls it in for the first out of the inning. Now Alan Gil Fernandez, the batter. Gil Fernandez with a .111 batting average, but a .256 on base percentage. Two doubles, four runs knocked in. He played last night, went 1-for-3, was hit by a pitch. He swings the first pitch here, sends it to center field. Moore going back on it, though, and he makes the catch. About 10 feet shy of the warning track for the second out. Jacob Kroeger so far has thrown 18 pitches, 14 of them for strikes, and he's notched 5 outs already. Here's Owen Carapelotti. He was the DH last night, the catcher tonight for Frederick, the Georgetown product. Went 0-for-3 with a walk last night for the season. He is batting 167 as a key, 4 games under his belt so far, .313 on base percentage. He does have one RBI, and that fastball is strike on the outer edge. 0-1, and Carapelotti with a question for Jim Clayton, where the pitch was, what he can do about it. He asked respectfully, and that's, you know, the umpires will tell him here. Of course, here in the first half is the fastball up and in for a ball, 1-1. Here in the first half, it really is more of a developmental aspect to the MLB Draft League, showcasing these players. And these are young, generally speaking, younger players as well. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Breaking ball got him to go, and it's 1-2. Well, they're all trying to make their mark, and you've got 18-year-old high schoolers, some even as young as 17, mixed in with 22, 23-year-old collegians. So put everybody on the same level. Fastball upstairs. 2-2 now to Carapelotti. Kroeger gets the sign from Preston. And the 2-2. Breaking ball low and away. Count is full. Payoff pitch from Jacob Kroeger. Swung on him in strike 3. The changeup got him that time, and that's the third strikeout for Kroeger this evening. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Express Care, now open in the Hills Plaza. In-State College on South Atherton Street offers same-day patient visits with no appointment needed. Learn more at mountnittany.org/expresscare. Jacob Kroeger has retired all 6 batters he has faced. We go to the third. State College leading 1-0 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Been a pretty efficient first 2 innings for both pitchers in this one. Jacob Kroeger, 24 pitches, 17 strikes. Grant Richards, 30 pitches, 17 strikes. Economical so far. Spikes do have a 1-0 lead as Hayden Moore advanced home. It was first and third with nobody out. A strike him out, throw him out, double play. Samuel Benjamin thrown out at second, but Moore scored on the play. He doesn't get credit for a stolen base of home, but he does get credit for the run scored, as do the Spikes. Moore will be up second in this inning. Knox Preston is college teammate at St. Louis University. The catcher for the Spikes tonight takes a strike on the outer edge to start off the inning. Preston joined the club last week. Mahoning Valley made his debut last weekend against West Virginia. Takes a ball outside here, the slider, 1-1. Preston playing his 5th game for the Spikes, 2-for-10 at the plate, but with 4 walks. for a .429 on base percentage. And the pitch bounced on to third, taken by Gil Fernandez. Sets, fires across the diamond in time. Preston will check his bat after that one. A 5-3 ground out to start off the third. And now here is Hayden Moore, who singled to left center field to start the game. Got to second on, or got to third rather, on Samuel Benjamin's single, and then scored without the benefit of a stolen base. And the pitch up and in for a ball. And that's the rule, of course. If there's a double steal, which Benjamin and Moore were both going, but a runner is cut down, then any other advancement is just a base advance, a fielder's choice, if you will, and not a stolen base. Now, of course, if both Moore and Benjamin had been safe, they both would have received credit for the steals. Pitch bounced foul, first base shine, 1-1. Richards getting right back to it here, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, and Moore wanted to take that swing back as soon as he committed, but 90-mile-an-hour fastball got him to go around, 1-2. Samuel Benjamin in the on-deck circle. 1-0 Spikes, top of the third. The pitch upstairs deflects off the mitt of Carapelati, but nobody on. It's simply ball two. Two balls, two strikes. The numbers are even, but, of course, pitcher with one more ball available to them, and the hitter has strikes. So the 2-2 swung on him in strike three. Credit Moore for being aggressive on two strikes, but the slider got him. That's the third strikeout for Grant Richards tonight. Two down in the top of the third as Richards has now retired six straight batters. Jacob Krager's retired all six batters he has faced thus far. Here's Samuel Benjamin, though. The designated hitter extended his on-base streak to 16 games. And by the way, if you're wondering what the Spikes record in that department is, you only have to look back to perhaps the greatest hitter we've ever seen in Happy Valley, who, of course, made the big leagues as a pitcher, Rowan Wick. His last 26 games as a Spike, he reached base. So technically speaking, if he were ever to come back and play for the State College Spikes, he could extend that streak. Foul on the first pitch, second offering from Richards, a fastball for a strike of the knees, 0-2, and Samuel Benjamin. Going to take some time here to look at everything. Now Richards to the plate. Swing and a foul tip into the mid, strike three. Fourth strike down for Richards, and he has retired seven in a row. But it's the Spikes who still lead it 1-0, and Jacob Krager looks to continue his run on the mound when we return on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
7-8-9 batters due up for Frederick here in the bottom of the third inning. Jacob Krager has needed just 24 pitches to record the first six outs, and his first offering here Hineaway for a ball. This is only the second time in the game that Crager has thrown a ball on the first pitch. Royce Clayton Jr. did not play in last night's game. Native of Westlake Village, California, out of Los Angeles Valley College. 5'9", 170 pounds, and yes, he is the son of the former big leaguer. His namesake, 20 years of age, takes ball too low. Clayton hitting 143, but with a 357 on base percentage in his first seven games. Big cut at the 2-0 fastball, but a miss. 2-1. And Clayton does have a double and four RBIs in those seven games as well. Waves the bat in the right-handed box. Crager delivers. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Jacob coming right back here, and he's developing a good rhythm here tonight. Really, it has started with pitch one, which, again, has been a strike more often than not. Then he's able to work ahead. Now he's got it back even 2-2. The pitch lifted in the air down the right field line, but curving foul. This will be well out of play. Youngsters near the grass berm race towards it, trying to grab a souvenir. Still two balls, two strikes. And Crager to the plate. Breaking ball and a called strike three. Just a beautiful curveball. Dropped right in. Fourth strikeout of the night for Jacob Crager. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mount Nittany Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountnittany.org/careers. Seven straight retired to start the game for Crager. Now Jaden Fielder, the batter. The DH tonight. He takes the ball outside. Curveball dipped away from the left-handed hitter. Son of Prince Fielder out of TNXL Academy in Florida. And this pitch swung on and missed. And the bat goes flying into the netting to the right of the Keys dugout. And on-deck hitter Elijah Clayton will just pick up that bat. And wants the pine tar himself now. Looks like he retrieved the bat, and he's going to give it now to Fielder, who's going to put a little more of the pine tar in stick form on it. There still is pine tar that can be used with a rag, but the stick form is a lot cleaner these days. And so Fielder now with improved grip. Of course, we saw that happen to Tyson Bass earlier on in this one as well. 1-0 Spikes, bottom of the third. The 1-1 pitch to Fielder. Liner to left field and diving and in and out of the mid of Tyson Bass. Scurrying towards second is Fielder, and now the throw behind him to West to second. The tag applied by Mumaw, and he is out. It'll be a base hit, and then 7-3-4 on the put out at second. So it is a base hit for Fielder. Again, a diving play for Bass. I think Tyson got caught in between whether or not he wanted to dive after it or let it drop. It did. It hit the mid, but again, it was a diving play that he had to make. But he came up throwing, and he actually made probably the better throw in terms of actually retiring the batter. And credit to West as well for a nice throw to Jake Mumaw covering at second. So first pitch to Elijah Clayton, brother of Royce Jr., a strike. Next offering, foul back to the backstop. And quickly it is 0-2. So Jacob Crager allows the hit. It's the first of the night for Frederick, but he remains facing the minimum. And Crager on his 35th pitch of the evening delivers. Bounce to the left side, charging in under the mid of Ortiz and into left center field. Came in at shortstop, and that'll be ruled an error. He sixth the call. So the first error of the game on either side, and that one, Daniil was coming up trying to play, and remember, he is a middle infielder by trade, a shortstop actually, is what his intended position's been in the MLB Draft League. Here's Tervell Johnson now. And the pitch. Lifted in the air, center field, fighting the sun a bit, Hayden Moore, but he's got a beat on it now, wearing the sunglasses. Tracks it into the mitt, and the final out of the inning is made. No runs, one hit, one error, one runner left on base for Frederick. We go to the fourth. State College leading 1-0 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
This summer, you do you, only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lobrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the fourth inning, the Toyota RAV fourth inning is proudly brought to you by Toyota and your central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. Cade Climby, Daniil Ortiz, Brylan West, the 3-4-5 batters due up for the Spikes here in the fourth, leading 1-0. Hayden Moore scoring on a strike him out, throw him out double play. He came in from third. Climby, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. First pitch by Grant Richards is a strike. 88 on the fastball, outer half of the plate. Into the windup, and the 0-1 lined up the middle into center field, a base hit. So Climby with a leadoff single, the third hit of the game for the Spikes. And that'll bring up Daniil Ortiz, and Ortiz playing shortstop tonight, walked in his first plate appearance. Meanwhile, Grant Richards on the Keys side, again making his fourth outing. This is the first time he has gone into the fourth inning with the Keys this year. And the pitch, that is low for a ball. Of course, he's been efficient, as has Jacob Krager. Krager now with 37 pitches in three innings. Richards with 43 in three plus. Next offering, down and away, blocked by Carapalotti. No movement by Climby. Ball two. Ramada out of town scoreboard, the MLB Draft League tonight. Mahoning Valley and Williamsport were scoreless in the bottom of the fifth, but they have been delayed now in the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll see if they pick the action back up there. Meanwhile, Trenton leads West Virginia 1-0, bottom of the third. That Williamsport-Mahoning Valley matchup between the two teams jostling for first place in the league. First half champion, of course, goes to the MLB Draft League Championship game. And the 2-0 lifted foul right side and out of play. Pena gave it a look, but he was held back by the fence separating the field from the grass berm, and the kiddos pouncing on the foul ball. 2-1 the count to Ortiz. Frederick and Trenton tied for fifth place right now in the MLB Draft League standings. Again, the first 35 games constituting the first half, first 35 scheduled, that is. It's the ball in the air to right field, and Tervell Johnson underneath and makes the catch. Wasn't deep enough for Climby to even think about tagging. He'll retreat to first. One away. Here's Brylan West, who hit his first home run as a Spike last night. Over the left field wall, ricocheted off the billboards above that wall. West is 0-for-1 in this game, ground out to third in his first at bat. And the pitch. That floats in high and away for a ball. Boston Celtics championship parade today in Hub City. 18 championships now, most for any NBA franchise. Of course, the first 16 came from 1957 to 1986. And the 2008 title over the Lakers. And this year, winning in five games over the Mavericks. And the pitch, a strike. Slider on the knees, 1-1 the count. 1-0 Spikes, top of the fourth inning. Game six of the Stanley Cup Finals to take place tonight between Edmonton and Florida. And the 1-1, there goes Climby. Pitch swung on and missed. Throw to second, not in time. And it'll be a stolen base. So Cade Climby with his second successful steal of the year for the Spikes as a team that's now 53. Climby now in scoring position. A 1-2 count to Brylan West. The pitch. Clipped foul and ricocheted off the mask of Carapelati. Jim Clayton makes sure he's okay. He is. Carapelati still wearing the mask he wore at Georgetown. It's still the sort of gray-hued blue and the gray G on the front, or in this case, back of it. One ball, two strikes. Richards looks in. Out of the stretch, the pitch. Fades outside with the slider, 2-2 now to West. Lights are on all the way around here at Nemio Field at Harry Grove Stadium, but not quite needed at this point. Still nothing but blue skies above us. Not a cloud anywhere in sight. Two balls, two strikes. Richards to the plate. Fastball low and away. And the count is full. And of course, on a 91-degree day, that's not exactly the greatest thing to see, that there is no cloud cover, but a little bit of a heat wave. I know it is going to be dissipating here in Happy Valley soon. Might stick around a little bit longer here in Maryland. The pitch lifted in the air down the right field line, racing over. Johnson won't get to this one. Deflects off the fence before he can arrive. And the count remains full at 3-2. Spikes will be back home next weekend. Start a stretch of 12 home games in 14 games overall to finish off the first half of the MLB Draft League schedule, including Bucko Mania Night, fireworks, the June 28th fireworks show presented by Penn Islands Healthcare, then the Independence Eve fireworks presented by the PA Lottery July 3rd. And here's a line drive down the left field line, a fair ball, and it ricochets into the corner. Around third is Climby to score, and Brylan West throttles down into second with an RBI double to extend the Spikes' lead to 2-0. And now Jake Mumaugh, the batter. Fourth hit of the game for the Spikes, the first for extra bases for West. That is his third double of the season, his seventh run batted in. Mumaugh is 0-for-1, flied out to center field on the first pitch of his first at-bat. And Richards delivers again, a swing, and this one foul, third base side. Slider that time, 0-1. But again, Spikes, they've been able to string together a little bit more offense. And it obviously, when you hit a home run, all you need is you to drive the offense. But otherwise, it's got to be a flow. It's got to be multiple players reaching base. And Cade Climie helping things with his steal after the leadoff single in the inning. 0-1 the count. And the pitch homeward. That's a strike. Fastball over the inner half of the plate. The cutter that time. All right, check that. That was the four-seamer. So first pitch cutters, second pitch with sinking action to it. 0-2 the count. Richards delivers. Swung on, foul, down the left field line, out toward the picnic area. Still an 0-2 count. Again, tomorrow's game at 6 p.m. here. I'll be on with you with Spikes Live presented by Mountain Inn Health at approximately 5:45. Then a 1 o'clock game, a matinee to round out this series Sunday afternoon. 0-2. Popped up foul, third base side. Count remains. Two strikes on Mumaugh. Fifth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Well, I can see now why the Williamsport-Mahoning Valley game has hit a delay. There's a special weather statement that's been released for Williamsport. 0-2 count. Elijah Clayton sneaking up on Brylan West, but he'll back off now. Now they whirl and try to pick off play, and the throw sails into center field. West digging for third. Here comes the throw from Royce Clayton Jr. It's not in time. Alan Gil Fernandez did apply the tag, but it'll be an errant throw on the pickoff attempt. And action is starting for Frederick. It's left-hander Cooper Foster getting ready. But the first error of the game for the Keys now, and Elijah Clayton, he had backed off, but then was creeping back toward the bag, but he was not there at all for the throw, and the throw wasn't there for him either. Pitch foul back to the screen. And this has now been a six-pitch at-bat without a ball being thrown, but there's been an advancement of the runner, and Jake Mumaugh is still in there. Next offering up and in. There's ball one. Actually, that the sixth pitch of the at-bat. The throw to second went wild. Guess you could call that a ball, even though it's not assessed to the batter. One ball, two strikes. Pitch. Just outside with the fastball, and it's 2-2. West leads off third. The pitch. Low and away with a 91-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count is full. Well, Foster, he's throwing right now, but he has not started warming up in earnest. Right now he's just kind of tossing with Dennis Kasumba, serving as the bullpen catcher tonight. The set and the 3-2. And Mumaugh sends this one in the air, center field, backing up on it. Royce Clayton Jr. will make the catch, but that'll mean Brylan West, tags from third, scores on the sacrifice fly, and extends the Spikes lead to 3-0. Here's Trayson Hughes now looking to restart the offense. Now, Spikes thrived with two outs last night, their first five runs. All with two outs. They've scored two runs already here in the fourth. Hughes struck out in the second. He shows bunt, does bunt, pops it up, third base side, and the third baseman, Gil Fernandez, able to make the catch in foul ground. And that'll end the top of the fourth inning, but the Spikes scored two runs on two hits, one error, no runners left on base. 3-0 State College as we go to the bottom of the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes games have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning, and Jacob Krager has faced just one batter over the minimum so far. One hit, one error to put runners on against him, and the single against him was erased by a nice throw from Tyson Bass and also from Brylan West. And the first pitch to Brody Farr is low to start the bottom of the fourth inning. 1-0 the count. 3-0 the score in favor of the Spikes. The pitch, fastball and a called strike over the outer edge, 1-1. Farr grounded out to first in the opening inning. Krager delivers, low and away. Two balls and a strike. Joe Putnam along with you here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium, Frederick, Maryland tonight. A warm one with the Spikes, upping the heat factor on the keys even more on the 2-1 fastball, just missed outside. Three balls and a strike. Went with the fastball at 89, did Krager that time. Now comes back with it. Upstairs, ball four. It's the first walk he's issued in the game. Jacob with 42 pitches in three-plus innings. That's an efficient ratio, but lets the leadoff man on. And here's JoJo Jackson now. The left fielder struck out looking against Krager back in the first. Jacob really has thrived on those first-pitch strikes in this game. It's when he's fallen behind that the hitters have reached against him. The middle infield at double play depth. Already turned two once in this series. And Krager delivers. Breaking ball for a strike over the outer half of the plate. And the next offering, breaking ball. This time it's outside, ball one. Spikes in the navy blue jerseys tonight. Navy blue caps, gray pants, home whites for the keys. The caps are black with orange on the bill. Here's the 1-1 from Krager. And a grounder up the middle. Mumma scoops it, flips a second for one. Ortiz to first, double play, 4-6-3. Well turned by the Spikes, the 10th double play they've turned on the ground this season. They've got one in each game of the series so far, and the bases are empty with two outs. That'll bring up Dalen Pena, the first baseman. Lined out to Jake Mumma at second in his opening at bat. That is the 13th double play that the Keys have grounded into this season as well. The pitch, swing and a miss. Went slider to start him off that time. And there is that first pitch strike. Next offering. Strike on the outer edge with a fastball. 0-2 the count. And Krager quickly back at it. Down and in. Ball one this time. Blocked by Preston. But it would have been ball one either way. Nobody on. Trenton maintaining a 1-0 lead on West Virginia as they go into the top of the fifth down in the Mountain State. And the 1-2. Grounder down the first base side, and Anderson Hernandez extended a handout to it, but he wasn't going to snag that one. I think he knew that pretty quickly. Actually, that's Malik Blaze coaching over at first base, Hernandez at third. Ball and two strikes. Gregor with a deep breath. Shrugs the shoulders. Now the pitch that bounces in, blocked by Preston. 2-2 the count. Slider that time from Jacob. If he goes back to it here on 2-2. The pitch. Nope. Fastball just missed. Oh, boy, that did not miss really by much at all. Nevertheless, it is ball three to fill the count. And the next offering, high and away, ball four. So Pena draws the walk, the second one issued by Jacob Krager in this inning. And here's Alan Gil Fernandez, the third baseman, flying out to center field his last time up. 3-0 Spikes here in the bottom of the fourth. They've out-hit the Keys 4-1, each team with an error so far. Krager sets. Delivers. Line away for a ball, 1-0. Back at it at Medler Field at Lebrano Park 7 days from now. It'll be Fitness Friday at the ballpark as the Spikes, in association with East Coast Health and Fitness, host several local fitness groups coming out to help encourage everybody to get fit, get in shape. I know I need it. Probably other people out there do as well. And we'll have a fun time, though, that's for sure. It'll also be a four-pack Friday, four of our best seats, four hot dogs, four regular sodas, all for just $54. Pitch down and in for a ball, 2-0. The four-pack Friday offer available at the Spikes ticket office, but you can get tickets at a regular price at StateCollegeSpikes.com right now. And a fly ball to left field, and that's over the head of Tyson Bass all the way to the wall. Around third is Pena. He's getting waved in, the throw to the plate, the tag applied, not in time. RBI double for Alan Gil Fernandez, and the Keys are on the board in the bottom of the fourth. Now, Bass found Daniel Ortiz, but the cutoff throw to the plate, a pretty good one, just not quite in time. Here's Owen Carapelati now. Carapelati is 0-1 with a strikeout. A 3-1 score here in the bottom of the fourth. And there is nobody active in the Spikes bullpen. It's up to Krager to get out of this inning for sure. Pitch. Liner to right field. Another base hit. Coming up throwing is Trayson Hughes. His throw is cut off, though, and holding at third was Gil Fernandez. Anderson Hernandez, the third base coach, was holding him all the way. He saw Trayson Hughes ready to strike, and now runners at the corners, two outs, and Jared Brown is going to come out to the mound to have a chat. Krager retired the first seven batters he faced in the game, faced the minimum through the first eight because Jaden Fielder thrown out at second trying to stretch his single, the first hit of the game. Then an error put a runner on, but unscathed in the third. Here in the fourth, elicited the double play, but then the walk to Pena on the 3-2 pitch. Although ball three, awfully close, and then the double by Gil Fernandez. The single by Carapelati, and I think this is more of a case of encouragement. Watch out for the first and third double steal. That's the biggest thing about being a pitcher sometimes is when a break goes against you like that, especially when you think you have an inning-ending strikeout. But no, it's ball three, and then you come back, you got to walk him. Or you come back and walk him, you got to bounce back from that. and two hits. Now, Krager's got to bear down and get the last out of this inning. And Royce Clayton Jr., the batter, struck out looking against him in the third. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Preston. Ball one. Jacob Krager has shown good stuff in this game. He went changeup on the first pitch there. Now delivers. Swung on, popped up. Right side into foul territory. Hughes is over into the Frederick bullpen, but it eludes him and bounces into the grass berm. Remember, Frederick's bullpens are in foul territory, but they are in the field of play down the left and right field warning tracks. Spikes down the left field side. The keys down the right field side. So Hughes had to watch his path and carve one out for himself if necessary. With the ball just out of his reach, and it's a 1-1 count to Royce Clayton Jr. Here's the pitch. Sharp grounder to short. Glove by Ortiz. Flips to Mumma at second for the force play. That'll end the inning. So Krager does bounce back after allowing his first run of the evening. Two hits in the inning for the Keys, two runners left on base. And at the end of four innings, it's 3-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Top of the fifth inning, 3-1 lead for the Spikes. Tyson Bass, Knox Preston, Hayden Moore due up. 8-9-1 hitters, and even though there was left-handed action in the Frederick bullpen, Grant Richards is getting the ball back for his fifth inning of work. He delivers a fastball low to start off the inning. Tyson Bass 0-for-1 in the game. He's had the chance to show off his arm on a couple of occasions. And the 1-0, that's a strike on the outer edge. Close play at the plate last inning, but he did throw out Jaden Fielder trying to extend a single into a double. Here's the 1-1. Low and away, ball two. Ramada out of town scoreboard in Major League Baseball. Of course, that great Cardinals-Giants game last night at Rickwood Field. So great to see. And Brendan Donovan with a home run, former Spike, homered for the Cardinals, and Andre Pallante, another former Spike, actually started that game for St. Louis. Pitch swung on and missed. 2-2. Richards back at it. Fastball and a called. Strike three. That is the fifth strikeout for Grant Richards. One gone here in the top of the fifth. But in last night's game at Rickwood Field, it was the Cardinals taking the win by the score of 6-5. And, of course, a game that was played in honor of Willie Mays. Birmingham started his now big league career at Birmingham with the Black Barons there in the Negro National League. First pitch to Knox Preston up and in, but only played a few games there. Officially started in 1951 with the New York Giants. It's the 1-0, locked it down the right field line. That'll drop in a fair ball and roll all the way to the wall. Preston around first, heads into second. Knox Preston has himself a stand-up one-out double. Knox Preston with his first extra base hit as a Spike, his third hit since joining the club. And now in scoring position with one gone for Hayden Moore, the center fielder. And now the same left-hander that warmed up last inning, Cooper Foster, is up again, but just starting to warm up in the Frederick bullpen. Preston leads off second. 3-1 lead for the Spikes here in the top of the fifth. Hayden Moore is 1-for-2 with a run scored. The pitch cued foul, and it's Preston in the nine spot, Moore in the first, both Billikens out of St. Louis University. Now in the A-10 for baseball, they were part of the A-10 regular season champions at St. Louis. Preston leads off the bag. Here's the 0-1 to Moore. Floats in outside, ball one. As for the action here today in the major leagues, the Mets all over the Cubs at Wrigley Field, 11-1. New York wins it. Ongoing action in Pittsburgh. The Rays lead the Pirates 4-2, bottom of the fifth inning. Diamondbacks leading the Phillies 4-2, bottom of the fourth in Philadelphia. 1-2 pitch fouled back to the screen. All right, check that. 1-1 pitch fouled back to the screen makes it 1-2. Tigers leading the White Sox 2-1, bottom of the seventh. The Braves up 5-1 on the Yankees, top of the fourth. Reds leading the Red Sox 3-2, top of the fifth. 1-2 pitch from Richards. Fastball and a called strike three on the outer edge. Sixth strikeout for Grant Richards tonight. And Foster still hasn't started warming up in earnest yet. He's sort of throwing the ball right now. He's getting ready to fire his warm-up pitches in the bullpen. And now here's Samuel Benjamin. Spikes DH is 1-for-2. Singled in the first, struck out in the third. Knox Preston leading off second. Richard Setz delivers. Fastball and a strike on the outer edge. A cutter that time from Grant Richards. 0-1 to Benjamin. Now with a .446 batting average since joining the Spikes. He's second in the league coming into the night. 0-1. High and away, ball one. Other major league scores on the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard. The Guardians lead the Blue Jays 7-0, bottom of the third. Mariners up 2-0 on the Marlins, top of the fifth. Royals and Rangers scoreless, bottom one. And in Arlington, Orioles and Astros underway, scoreless top of the first, but Baltimore threatening. Nationals and Rockies about to get underway shortly out in Colorado. Pickoff attempt at second again, but Preston dives back in plenty of time, and Richards, I think that time was more focused on putting the ball on target to the glove of Elijah Clayton. Already one pickoff attempt that sailed into center field and allowed Brian West to move up to third and eventually score on a sacrifice fly. That's an unearned run because if it were not for that error, he wouldn't have scored on the sac fly. And the 1-1 pitch to Benjamin swung on and missed. A ball and two strikes. 3-1 lead for the Spikes here in the top of the fifth inning. They've out-hit the Keys 5-3. Samuel Benjamin already has one of those hits. Richards delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a four-seam fastball that time, and the inning is over. Richards ends up with a trio of strikeouts in the frame, sandwiched around Knox Preston's double. He is stranded halfway home at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium through 4.5 at State College 3, Frederick 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Jacob Krager back on the mound for the Spikes. With three more outs, he'll be eligible to earn credit for the victory here, but looking to hang on to the 3-1 lead at the same time, facing Jaden Fielder to start off the inning. A first pitch low and away for a ball. Fielder, who is the son of Prince Fielder, was showing bunt but drew it back. Officially, he's 1-for-1 in the game, but was thrown out at second trying to extend his single in the third, and the 1-0 fastball bounces in for ball two. Some stretching being done out in the Spikes bullpen, but nobody warming up just yet. Won't take long to warm up tonight, that's for sure. Krager, the left-hander, gets the sign from Knox Preston, the 1-0. Fastball low. Two balls, no strikes. And there's a strike. Fastball over the outer edge of the plate. 2-1 now the count. Jaden Fielder out of TNXL Academy, but he is committed to play for North Florida. Collegiately, starting in the fall, the 2-1. Fastball for a strike. Same spot as the first strike. 2-2. And this is what Jacob did in the third inning. He's been much more effective tonight working from ahead, but works from behind. And is it 2-2 or was that 2-2 or 3-2? That was 3-2. So Fielder is aboard. So it was 3-0, and Krager had come back to 3-2, but Fielder draws the walk. It's the third one issued by Jacob Krager this evening. Fielder reaching for the second time, but now a chance to stay on the base paths here as Elijah Clayton is up. Clayton reached on an error in the third inning. Krager delivers. That's a strike. Fastball in the inner half of the plate. Middle infield has already turned two once tonight. That was just last inning in the fourth. Ortiz at short. Mumaugh at second. We'll probably see Blake Wilson in the later innings tonight. As a throw to first, and they've got him picked off. West chases after Fielder. Now the throw to Ortiz. Ortiz runs him back to first, applies the tag, and he is out. 1-3-6, it'll go as a pickoff and a caught stealing. And Jacob Krager, nice job by the pitcher. That is PFP, pitchers fielding practice the whole way. Jack Jones is coming out to talk to first base umpire Andy Simons. I wonder if he's saying that Ortiz tagged him with the mitt and the ball wasn't in it, but it looked like Ortiz had put the ball in the mitt when he tagged Jaden Fielder. Right now, fielder is staying at first base, Brylan West, observing the conversation as well and waving some bugs away from his face. Jack Jones continue. Well, now everybody's going to come together. Jack Jones wants this crew to huddle up and see if that was the case. And I'm fairly sure because Ortiz was chasing after Fielder with the ball in his ungloved right hand. But then when he applied the tag, it looked at his right hand and it looked like there was no ball there. So it had to be in the mitt. And the officials, the umpiring crew, continuing to discuss things just to the right of the mound from a vantage point behind home plate. It's 3-1 State College here in the bottom of the fifth inning. And the question is going to be, is it remain a pickoff, caught stealing, 1-3 sinks, or does he get back to first? And, well, and he remains out. So 0-1 is the count to Elijah Clayton, but the bases are now empty. Fielder definitely broke for second, and I'm fairly sure that's what Jack Jones was asking about, if indeed the ball was in the mitt when the tag was applied for the putout. And the discussion's continuing right now over near first base. Jacob Krager starting to warm up with the infield, just keeping the arm loose here. Again, it doesn't take much on a night like tonight to warm up, and really that's what it is. And now that throw went to West, and it sailed over him, so now the warm-up's pause in the Frederick bullpen. As Jack Jones still talking with first base umpire Andy Simons, I think he just wants the full story. What did you see? What was the... You know, he wants to make extra sure that no stone is left unturned. He's taken up for his players, I'm sure. But now Clayton will get back in the right-handed batter's box with an 0-1 count. And Krager looking in at Knox Preston for the sign. The pitch. Breaking ball down and in, ball one. And for State College in the bullpen, first time we have seen one of the newest spikes warming up there, and that is the 6'8 right-hander Charlie Hurley out of Texas, native of Sacramento, so it looks like he'll make his debut as the pitch swung on and missed, 1-2. Next offering, a breaking ball low, blocked by Preston, 2-2 the count. And, of course, Tim Battle and pitching coach Jared Brown would love to see Jacob Krager finish out this fifth inning. As the 2-2 lifted in the air to right, playable for Trayson Hughes, and he'll do a little skip as he makes the catch in right field. He had it so well sized up. Two down, and here is Tervell Johnson. Johnson was one of the league's on-base percentage leaders last season. Coming into this game, he had played 10 games for the Keys this year. The on-base percentage still good at .378. Not quite the out-of-this-world numbers he was putting up last year. .222 batting average, two doubles, five RBIs were the numbers entering the game. He's 0-2 tonight. Fastball high and away, ball one. So Charlie Hurley warming up. He'll be the next man in for the Spikes. He and Hunter Alberini joining the club yesterday. And that pitch is low for a ball, 2-0. Krager looks in for the sign. And the lefty deals. Taken for a strike on the inner half, 2-1. Ramada out of town scoreboard, game six of the Stanley Cup Finals underway, scoreless in the first inning. 5.5 minutes gone by. 2-1. Fastball just off the plate outside. 3-1 the count. That one did miss, but it didn't miss by much. Now rears back, a 3-1 delivery, fastball and a called strike on the inside corner. And Johnson was all set to go down to first, but now the count is full. Two outs, base is empty, Spikes up 3-1. Jacob Crager looking to become eligible to earn credit for the win by notching this final out of this inning. Time is called before the 3-2. Spikes and Keys in the midst of a four-game series, longer than the usual three-game set. Payoff pitch, swung on and missed, strike three. Jacob Crager with his fifth strikeout of the night. It's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. No runs, no hits, no errors, no runners left on base. Jacob Crager has pitched five innings. He's in line to be the pitcher of record for this game. Spikes lead at 3-1 here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning, and a new pitcher on the mound for Frederick after Grant Richards goes the first five. It's left-hander Cooper Foster to the hill. Foster, 6'2", 165 pounds, out of Gilbert, Arizona, product of Central Arizona Junior College. He is 18 years old. He'll turn 19 in July. And Foster will face the 3-4-5 hitters for the Spikes, Cade Climie, Daniil Ortiz, and Brylan West. Foster this season has made two appearances, a 1-0 record, a 1.69 ERA, 5 1/3 total innings, 3 runs, 1 earned on 4 hits, 7 strikeouts to 6 walks, and a 182 opponent's batting average as Climie fouls off the first pitch, and it goes through the legs of the catcher. Carapelati hits the plate umpire Jim Clayton on the right leg, but that's why umpires also wear the shin pads, but they're underneath the pants. Chest protectors underneath the shirt as well. 0-1 the count. And Foster with a full windup. The left-hander delivers. That's a strike. Fastball at 92 miles an hour at the knees. 1-1 the count. Cade Climie is 1-for-2. Struck out in the first inning, but then singled, stole second, and scored in the fourth. And the 1-1. Fastball in tight. Climie backs away. It's ball two. Foster picked up the win this past Sunday with two innings against Williamsport, in which he did not allow a run. Fastball down, or actually that the changeup down and in. 3-1 the count. 11 appearances at Central Arizona Junior College, a 4-0 record. Actually pitched in three of the last seven games of the year for Central Arizona, which is also a school you'll see in the JUCO World Series. And speaking of that, Cade Climie backs away from ball three in tight. And the count is full. Cade Climie, part of the JUCO National Champions this year from Blinn Junior College down in Texas. What an experience that was for him. Payoff pitch. Swing and a foul tip and did not hit the mitt of Carapelati at all. Hit his body, but not the mitt. So it remains 3-2. Now the breeze starting to pick up just a bit. Coming in from right field now. 5 to 10 miles an hour. That's really the first breeze we've seen unfurl the flag in left center field tonight. Another 3-2. Breaking ball drops in high. Ball four. And so Climie draws the leadoff walk here in the sixth. Well, they remain in a rain delay in Williamsport. Scoreless bottom five, so the game not yet official. And of course, if Williamsport was in the lead, it would be. Well, that's not the case right now. We'll monitor that, see how that one finishes out. First pitch to Daniil Ortiz here in the top of the sixth inning with a runner on first. Down and in with a breaking ball. Daniil 0-for-1 with a walk tonight, playing shortstop for the first time as a spike, but with extensive experience there at shortstop. Quick throw to first, tag. Well, tag was applied, but the ball escaped from the mitt of Pena, so would not have counted. Ironic, given the discussion that took place in the bottom of the fifth inning on the rundown of Jaden Fielder. But the ball was determined. It was in the mitt of Daniil Ortiz when he made the tag. The 1-0, and there's a liner to right field off the bat of Ortiz. Climie had to duck out of the way of it, but chugs around second. He's heading for third, and he'll make it standing up. Daniil Ortiz, 102 miles an hour off the bat, and if you're looking for a spike that laces the ball every time he hits it, even his flyouts are loud, that's Daniil Ortiz. Sixth hit of the game for the Spikes, and now runners at the corners with nobody out for Brylan West. The first baseman grounded out to third in the opening inning, but then knocked in a run with an RBI double in the fourth. Later came in to score himself. Pitch. Fades in for a strike on the outer half. Slider at 78 miles an hour. 0-1 the count. 3-1 State College here in the top of the sixth, but looking to extend that lead. The set by Foster in the pitch. That slider missed inside, 1-1. Light starting to take hold a little bit more as the source of sight here at the ballpark, but still blue skies visible around us. A little deeper shade of blue, however, than was evident at the start of the game. Hasn't been a cloud in sight this whole evening. Pitches low for a ball. Fastball from Foster at 91. 2-1 the count. Climie leads off third. Ortiz off first. And a throw to first. And back standing is Ortiz as Pena steps forward to receive the throw. Foster is a left-hander. Definitely an advantage when holding runners on. The set. And the 2-1. Breaking ball, tumbles high, ball three. Elsewhere in the MLB Draft League, Trenton still leading West Virginia 2-0, top of the seventh inning at Kendrick Family Ballpark, 3-1. Grounder left side, under one mitt, but grabbed by the on the backhand by Elijah Clayton. His throw to first, however, not in time. Climie did not take off for third, or take off for home, rather. He stayed at third. It'll be an infield single for West to load the bases. And with that ball on the left side, Clayton really so deep in the hole as he was after the ball eluded the diving Alan Gil Fernandez. He probably wasn't going to get the out at first, but if Climie had broken for home, he might have had a play on him. So good job, good coaching by Tim Battle holding the runner on. Now bases loaded, nobody out. For a new Spikes hitter, and it is Carson Luna. And time is called, so Luna taking over for Jake Mumaw. And Carson Luna pinch hitting here. He'll likely take over for Mumaw at second base as well in the bottom half of this inning. And this is again, certain positions where it's doubled up, you give everybody the opportunity in every game. So he split it up half and half. We even saw, have seen Samuel Benjamin split up half and half. And that's just how the Spikes have dealt with it. Sometimes you rotate game by game, and Jack Jones is doing that. He'll put guys two games on, one off, and they'll play the duration. Tim Battle is splitting up the games. And the pitch down and in for a ball, 1-0 to Luna. Carson this season, batting 188 but with a 278 on base percentage, two doubles, eight runs batted in. He notched that second double last night, part of a 1-for-4 performance at the plate. Pitch in tight for a ball, 2-0. So 3-1 State College here. They accidentally put a run up on the board, probably anticipating that Climie would try to score. But he did not. He stayed at third. Pitch. And there's a fly ball to right field. A late start on it for Johnson, but he does make the catch. Now Climie will tag. The throw to the plate is not online, however. And Climie scores standing up, so the sac fly makes it 4-1. Second sacrifice fly out of the sixth spot in the order tonight. The first for Luna. So 4-1 is the score. And here is Trayson Hughes. Hughes, the right fielder, 0-for-2. Struck out in the second, fouled out in the fourth. But now a chance here. Runners, a runner in scoring position, two runners on. And the pitch. There's a strike. Elijah Clayton, a little pas de deux with Daniel Ortiz at second. He was hoping for a pickoff throw there, but that pickoff throw to second is much tougher for a left-handed pitcher. Because now they have to whirl around. 0-1. Bouncer up the middle. Clayton trying to grab it, but it's out of his mitt into center field. Rounding third, Ortiz, but he'll hold there. The throw comes to the plate, and the bases are loaded once again. Now, Clayton was there to field the hop, but I don't know that it actually touched his mitt, and it will be ruled a base hit. So base hit for Hughes. That's the eighth hit of the game for the Spikes. And with the bases loaded and a 4-1 lead, Sam Erickson now will come in. And I asked Sam last night because I saw he was no longer using the red, white, and blue popsicle bat. But unfortunately, that bat got broken, and so he has switched to a more traditional model. All black from the barrel to the handle. But Erickson swings to the first pitch here. 0-1. So a 4-1 lead for the Spikes here, but looking for more. Pitch. Fastball low and away. 1-1 the count. Sam for the season has played four games, seeking his first hit. He's played about half the game each time, but he has received a pair of walks, and he's stolen two bases already, and the 1-1 to him is a fastball low, 2-1 the count. So Erickson at the plate. And the pitch, that's low for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Make it three balls and a strike. And the pitch. Loops high, and that is ball four. So that's a bases loaded walk. That's an RBI for Erickson. Ortiz will score, West to third, Hughes to second, and it extends the Spikes' lead to 5-1. And now Knox Preston, the batter. Catcher, Preston is 1-for-2, grounded out to third in the third, doubled in the fifth, and now Owen Carapilotti is going out to the mound to have a chat with Cooper Foster. No coaches, it's just pitcher and catcher in conversation there. Meanwhile, it looks like Charlie Hurley is all set to go in the Spikes bullpen. He'll get the ball in the bottom of the sixth. And we'll probably see Luna go into the game at second. Sam Erickson go into the game at left. Now, Hayden Moore is still in the on-deck circle, so in all likelihood, Moore and Hughes will remain out there for the Spikes. And we'll see if Blake Wilson also checks into the game. The meeting on the mound between pitcher and catcher is over. Bases are loaded, one out, 5-1 lead for the Spikes. Here's the set. And Harper to the plate. Lefty on righty here, first pitch fastball misses high. The set, the 1-0. Breaking ball tumbles in for a called strike. 1-1 now to Knox Preston. The set, the 1-1. Big looping curveball, but it stays high. 2-1 the count. Flag being unfurled a little bit more, so a little more of a breeze coming in from right field, at least in the outfield. Again, the humidity is lesser tonight than it was last night, but doesn't quite feel that way. 2-1, swing and a miss. Fastball in 90 over the outer half. 2-2. And the pitch, that is low, sliding to his left. Carapilotti gathers it in. No movement by the runners, and the count is full. 3-2. 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for State College. 1 run, 3 hits, 1 error for Frederick. Here's the set. And the 3-2. Hits him. It hits Preston on the left elbow, and that was an audible smack. And that elbow, that left elbow, is not protected. And immediately, Tim Battle rushes in. Brylan West steps between them to score. But now he's going to check on his teammate as well. As Ashley McEwen, Spike's athletic trainer, is out. And you could hear the ball hit the elbow all the way up here. And for Knox, you know, luckily Knox is a right-handed thrower. But it's hard to catch a ball when your left arm is weak. Which, if the elbow is hurt in any way, it might be. And Preston, well, he's back up, gets a nice hand from the fans. And he's removing all of his gear, including the shin pad, and he's okay. And Tim Battle is like, all right. Preston's going to stay in the game, I think. Yep, he's walking down to first base right now. Arnell Sweeney will meet him there, and sure have a question for him as well. And first base umpire Andy Simons asking, are you okay? Knox checking out the elbow now. But West did score. Hughes to third. Erickson to second. Bases loaded. Hit by pitch to make this a 6-1 game. And now Hayden Moore, the batter. The center fielder is 1-for-3. Singled and scored back in the first. Bases loaded, one out. First pitch, chopped foul behind the plate. Strike one. Well, it was a 3-2 pitch to Knox. It ran way in on him. Smacked that elbow, but seems to be fine. He wears the tape on his wrist, but no elbow pad up there. 0-1, that's outside for a ball, 1-1. And again, I mean, doesn't wear an elbow pad when he's catching. It probably just doesn't feel right to him, so he's up there. And here's the 1-1. Upstairs a ball, 2-1. And Knox doesn't wear gloves either. He's kind of got that Jason Kendall look to him. And Jason Kendall, before injuries shortened his career, was a tremendous hitter. Won an NL batting title. 2-1. Fastball low, 3-1. Actually, it was really an ankle injury he suffered running to first base, but the bag causing him to suffer a severe ankle injury, and that unfortunately started the downturn in his career. The 3-1 pitch, high and away, ball four. Another bases loaded walk. Trayson Hughes comes in to score. Sam Erickson on to third. And Knox Preston to second. And it's now a 7-1 lead for the Spikes. And Frederick pitching coach Josh Flowerman is out to the mound to have a chat with Cooper Foster. And right now there is nobody warming up in the Frederick bullpen. And it's going to be up to Foster to get out of this mess. Well, the Spikes have added four runs in this inning. They have three hits so far, but the last three runs have all scored on free passes. A walk, a hit by pitch, and what would have been ball four. And a walk. And a sacrifice fly as well. There have been four RBIs in the inning. None on any of the three hits. Josh Flowerman concludes his trek to the mound as Jim Clayton came out to break it up. And now Samuel Benjamin, the ninth batter of the inning for the Spikes. Sam is 1-for-3. Single in the first inning, extending his on-base streak to an MLB Draft League best 16 games. It's a two-game hitting streak now after his 13-game hitting streak was foiled on Wednesday night against Williamsport. And the pitch, swing and a miss, big cut at the cut fastball that time from Foster. 0-1 the count, and there is now action in the Frederick bullpen. Tom Sun, the right-hander originally from Beijing, is just getting loose as the 0-1 rather. Misses low, a fastball from Foster, and is now 1-1. Charlie Hurley's been ready. He's now just sort of pacing around, but he's going to pick up the mitt again. He's going to throw a few more warm-ups, I think, before he comes into the game in the bottom of the sixth. 1-1, low and away, 2-1 the count. And this is what the Spikes have been doing as well. When the opposition opens the door, the Spikes have had a knack for walking right through it. And they just sent a whole party through the door that the keys have opened here in the sixth. The 2-1, that's a breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Carapelotti. Three balls and a strike. Base is loaded, one out. The pitch. Ball four in the dirt. Another base is loaded walk. Sam Benjamin with his league-leading 17th RBI as Erickson comes in to score. Preston moves to third. Moore to second. 8-1 State College as Benjamin, after removing all of his equipment, hustles down to first, and now it's Cade Climie's turn. He started this whole shebang in the sixth inning with a walk, came in to score a run as well. He is officially 1-for-2 in the game. He has flied out and walked as well. Foster is on his 41st pitch of the inning. Only 14 have been strikes so far, and he'll stay at 14. Fastball up and in. Ball one to Climie. And now they're just looking for him, waiting on a strike. The 1-0. Breaking ball there is a called strike on the outer edge. 1-1 the count. Climie asks where that was. Gets back into the box. He's alert to the pitcher. Foster, the left-hander, into the windup and the 1-1, rather. Breaking ball low. Blocked by Carapelotti. Two balls and a strike. Now, Tom's son is starting to warm up in earnest now. And the 2-1 from Foster. That's low, ball three. Well, Spikes right now is sort of doing the rumba around the bases, Bugs Bunny style. Four straight runs have scored on walks or hit batsmen. And the 3-1 here swung on and fouled behind the plate. The count is full. And Blake Wilson is in the on-deck circle, so Daniel Ortiz will be lifted here, starting at shortstop. Wilson will get to play the field in the sixth, but he might get an extra plate appearance out of it as well. It'll depend on how this 3-2 to climb he goes with one gone, the pitch. That's in the dirt, ball four. So another bases loaded walk, the second free pass issued to Cade Climie in this inning. Knox Preston scores, Hayden Moore to third, Samuel Benjamin to second, and Blake Wilson will be the new hitter, and he'll be facing a new Frederick pitcher as Cooper Foster goes a third of an inning, needing 46 pitches. We'll have the numbers on Tom's son and we'll have the rest of the sixth inning for you. Six runs already in the inning for State College, a 9-1 lead. And we'll have more after this call to the bullpen on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Well, one third of an inning for Cooper Foster. He's responsible for all the runs scored by the Spikes so far in this inning and all three runners that are on base right now, but he is supplanted on the mound by Tom Sun, the Beijing China native, who pitches college ball this spring at Augustana University in South Dakota, Division II ranks. Helped lead them deep into the postseason at Division II Augustana. 6'1", 175 pounds. He is 23 years of age. And Blake Wilson will pinch hit for Daniel Ortiz here in the second time through the order here in the sixth inning. Son, by the way, a full-time reliever this past spring, allowed one earned run or less in all but three of his outings at Augustana. And the first pitch for him tonight, upstairs for a ball. Son has made five outings so far for the Keys, all in relief. No record, a 6.23 ERA, 1-for-1 in save opportunities, and 8 2/3 innings. He's allowed seven runs, six earned on 11 hits, 11 strikeouts to four walks, a 3.14 batting average, and the 1-0, a strike on the outer edge. 1-1 the count. Bases loaded, one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Spikes have already extended the lead to 9-1. The set, and the 1-1. Swung on, popped up behind home. This will float out of play. Out towards the parking lot behind us here. Henry Groves Stadium, built in 1990. And received the Nimmo Field name just a few years ago. Frederick Keyes actually won the Carolina League title in their first year here. Here's a grounder to third off the mitt of Alan Gil Fernandez. Everybody's safe. Coming in to score is Hayden Moore. It's 10-1. And that may be the second Keyes error of the game, and it is. So that'll be an unearned run as it stands. But it's still bases loaded and one out. And here's Brylan West. First baseman is 2-for-3. Ground out in the first, but then an RBI double in the fourth. An infield single earlier in the sixth. He has scored on both of those occasions. He has collected a hit, takes a strike, a breaking ball over the outer half. 0-1 the count. Now it's Benjamin at third, Climby at second, Wilson at first. The pitch to West, bounce foul, third base side. 7 runs in the inning so far for the Spikes. That's just 1 run shy of their most in a single frame this year, which they achieved this past Saturday in West Virginia en route to a 9-2 victory. And now leading 10-1 here in the top of the sixth inning. And Sun delivers. And West swings with this one, lofts it to left field. Back goes Jackson to the warning track. He'll make the catch. Runners tag all the way around. The throw will be cut off. And coming in to score is Benjamin. It's a sacrifice fly for West, his second RBI of the game. 11-1 State College. Cade Climby to third, Blake Wilson to second. And now Carson Luna up for the second time in the inning. He brought in a run with a sacrifice fly earlier on in this frame. Joe Putnam along with you here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. An 8-run inning, 11 runs total for the Spikes, and a 10-run lead, and the first pitch to Luna, fastball for a strike just above the knees. Now, Trayson Hughes is due up next. This is the 13th batter of the inning for the Spikes. 0-1 breaking ball, strike on the inside corner. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Well, the Spikes do send 13 batters to the plate. 8 of them score on 3 hits, 1 error, and 2 runners left on base. 5.5 complete, 11-1 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
This is what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Into the bottom of the sixth inning here in Frederick, and a new pitcher on the mound for the Spikes, and it is one of the newest Spikes, right-hander Charlie Hurley, 6'8", 225 pounds out of Sacramento, California. Hurley, a product of the University of Texas, which is, of course, where Carson Luna will be heading in the fall. And Hurley this season with Texas, mostly a reliever. And we'll get you the book on Charlie Hurley here in just a moment. Meanwhile, do want to mention as well that the defensive changes we anticipated have come to pass. Blake Wilson is in at shortstop. Carson Luna is in at second base, and Sam Erickson is in left field. They all pinch hit in that big sixth inning for the Spikes. Everybody else stays the same. Hurley made 18 appearances, including 9 starts this spring for the Longhorns. He went 5-0 with a 6.36 ERA, 39 strikeouts to 26 walks over 46 and two-thirds innings. He went 55 innings 2 years ago for Texas, went 5-0 on the year. That was the third most wins on the team. Began his collegiate career with 2 seasons at USC, and his first pitch of the night is fouled to the third base side by Brody Farr. The Frederick second baseman is 0-for-1 with a walk. Hurley will go strictly from the stretch, and the 0-1. That is sliced foul left side again, 0-2 the count. Jacob Crager in line for the win. And I think with a 10-run lead right now, it's comfortable to say he's in line for it. 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, which was earned, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. 0-2 the count. Hurley delivers. Sharp grounder to short underneath the mitt of Wilson. He went left. The ball kicked right. It'll be ruled an error, however. And E6 the call. Second error of the game for the Spikes, evening that column up with the Keys. And JoJo Jackson, the batter. The left fielder's 0-for-2. Struck out looking in the first. Grounded into a 4-6-3 double play in the fourth. New double play combo here with Wilson now at short, Luna at second. It was Ortiz and Mumon, respectively, at short and second on that 4-6-3 double play. The pitch down and in for a ball. 11 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for the Spikes. 1 run, 3 hits, 2 errors for the Keys. An 8-run top of the sixth inning. Just 3 hits in the frame and 1 error. And the 1-0 pitch down and in, gloved by Preston, who seems no worse for wear after taking the 3-2 fastball in the left elbow. And he didn't wear the elbow pad there, but might have been an occasion he just needs a moment, and whatever feeling he might have lost in that arm, he very well has regained it. Hurley tossed to first, diving back in is Farr. Brody Farr this season is 1-for-1 in steal attempts. 2-0 the count to Jackson. And the pitch. Down and in. Did he go around? Well, appeal on the swing and no go? No go. 2 balls and a strike. And the pitch. Fastball just missed outside at 92 miles an hour. 3-1 the count. Three balls and a strike. And the pitch. Chop to the right side. Luna at his left snares it. His only plays to first. His momentum taking him there. And his throw is in time. One gone as Farr moves up to second. Again for Jacob Crager. 5 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. 76 pitches to get through 5 innings. That's efficient. About 15 pitches per inning, and he was humming along at an even quicker pace early on. Fourth inning was a little bit of the trouble inning for him. 2 walks and the lone run he allowed were in that frame, but other than that, stayed out of trouble. And a terrific performance from the left-hander, and again, he's in line for the win tonight as the first pitch breaking ball swung on and missed by Dalen Pena. Pena is 0 for 1 with a line out to second. He has also walked and he has scored the lone Frederick run. That was in the fourth inning. Farr leading off second. Hurley to the plate. Fastball low. 1-1 the count. We'll see if Hunter Alberini also makes an appearance tonight. Alberini, the other addition to the Spikes roster yesterday. Native of Las Vegas, out of the College of Southern Nevada, which also went to the Junior College World Series this year out in Grand Junction, Colorado. And the 1-1 bounce foul, third base side, 1-2 the count. Grand Junction for a long time has been the home of the JUCO World Series at Suplicio Field. But not only that, it has previously hosted minor league baseball as well. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch, that's line. A fair ball down the right field line. Far around third, he'll trot home. Trouble with the ball in the right field corner for Hughes, but settling up at second is Pena. It'll be an RBI double for Daylon Pena, 99 miles an hour off the bat, and it makes it an 11-2 game. That run, however, will stand as unearned, and Alan Gil Fernandez, the batter. Gil Fernandez is 1-for-2, flying out to center field in the second. Doubled in a run in the fourth. Pitch. Low and away, and it gets past Preston to the backstop. That'll be a passed ball ruled as Pena moves up to third. Talking about the Grand Junction having hosted minor league baseball before. The Grand Junction Rockies played at Suplicio Field as well. In the Pioneer League, but then moved around. They have a new Pioneer League team, the Grand Junction Jackalopes. Pioneer League now, of course, an MLB partner league. And the pitch outside for a ball. Of course, Grand Junction, also the home of Colorado Mesa University, Division II school. 2-0. Lifted in the air, foul, first base side. Two balls and a strike, and now the moon's starting to make itself known, but it is shaded red tonight as it rises up over the tree line in the distance beyond the right center field wall. It's peeking out, a foreboding red moon. 2-1. Swung on, lifted in the air, center field. Moore going back. He will make the catch. Tagging from third is Pena. He'll score without a throw. Sacrifice fly for Alan Gil Fernandez, and it's now an 11-3 game. But the bases are empty with two down as Owen Carapelotti checks in. Carapelotti, 1-for-2, struck out in the second, singled in the fourth. Again, Spikes back home next weekend, and some of the biggest promotions of the year coming up in the next few weeks. Bucko Mania Night with the Pirate Parrot, the Pittsburgh Pierogies, and the Bucko Brigade in tow, all coming out to the ballpark next Saturday, June 29th, when the Spikes host the West Virginia Black Bears. It's a 6:35 game. As giving this one a ride to left center field is Carapelotti, but chasing it down, Hayden Moore, and the inning is over. Hayden Moore using his speed to make up a lot of ground there. Frederick does score two runs on one hit, one error, no runners left on base. End of six, 11-3 Spikes. You're on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning, Spikes with an 11-3 lead. Trayson Hughes, Sam Erickson, Knox Preston due up against Tom Sun, who recorded the final two outs of the top of the sixth inning. And Trayson Hughes will step in 1-for-3 with a run scored. Cooper Foster's line is finalized. And the first pitch to Hughes, high and away from Sun. Ball one. One third of an inning, three hits, eight runs, seven earned, five walks, and a hit batsman. And in fact, Hunter Alberini is warming up to follow Charlie Hurley on the mound for the seventh inning, and the pitch a strike on the outer edge. 1-1 to Hughes. Next offering from Tom Sun, a breaking ball outside. Two balls and a strike. The blue mitt on the left hand, the pitch bounced on to first, charging in. Pena grabs it on two hops, steps on the bag, one down. Sam Erickson drew a bases loaded walk in his first plate appearance tonight. That was last inning. He later scored a run himself on a walk. And Erickson will tap his bat on the plate. Here is the pitch. That is a strike on the outer edge. 0-1 the count. Sam had the power pop, but it is now gone. And the 0-1, he almost goes into a knee to get this swing away, but he sends it out to center field and tracked down by Royce Clayton Jr. for the second out. He nearly knelt down for that swing and still sent it 342 feet. With an exit velo of 97 miles an hour. That's the kind of power that Sam Erickson has. Two down, top of the seventh. Here's Knox Preston. The catcher is 1-for-2, grounded out in the third inning, doubled in the fifth. Hit by a pitch on the left elbow in the sixth. It did bring in a run, though, as it came with the bases loaded. And the offering here outside for a ball. 11 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for State College, 3 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Frederick. And the 1-0 swung on, lifted in the air, right center field. Royce Clayton Jr., however, is over for it, makes the catch, and the inning is over. Spikes go down in order in the top of the seventh. Time to stretch here at Harry Grove Stadium. It is 11-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lobrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, get up here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the seventh inning, and a new pitcher on the mound for the Spikes. It is the right-hand man, the College of Southern Nevada, Hunter Alberini, the other one of the newest Spikes pitchers. Alberini, 6'2", 210 pounds. He is 22 years of age, a Las Vegas native. He was the NJCAA District 18 Relief Pitcher of the Year at Southern Nevada, helped lead them to the JUCO World Series. 4-1 with a 1.42 ERA and 5 saves over 25 appearances this spring. 31 and 2/3 innings, but probably the most impressive thing is he had 63 strikeouts in 31 and 2/3 innings. That's 17.9 strikeouts per 9 innings. And he walked 25 batters, conversely, less than 1 an inning. Now here is Royce Clayton Jr. to oppose him. He'll be followed by Jaden Fielder and Elijah Clayton, 7-8-9 batters in the Frederick order. 11-3 lead for the Spikes here in the bottom of the seventh. And Hunter Alberini about to throw his first pitch. And Knox Preston, I'm sure, went through the signs with him, but now he's kind of like, well, what do you throw? And they haven't got quite got, and actually, excuse me, it is not Knox Preston. Knox has been replaced behind the plate. Manny Jackson is now in the game as the new catcher. But it's the same as if Knox were out there. It's kind of like, hey, how you doing? What are you throwing? Here's the signs. So Manny Jackson now doing the catching. And the first pitch from Alberini is a 91-mile-an-hour fastball, low for ball one. The pitch. Chopper up the middle to his left. Wilson able to snag it. Throw on the run to first. Stretch by West in time. And Royce Clayton Jr. retired on the 6-3 putout. 93 on that fastball. The line on Charlie Hurley in his Spikes debut. One inning, one hit. He did allow two runs, but neither one of them earned. No walks, no strikeouts. 17 pitches, 11 for strikes. And Alberini likely to go just one inning as well. And then we'll see where Jared Brown and Tim Battle want to go after that. Won't be a save situation in all likelihood. And Alberini fires the curveball this time, upstairs for ball one to Jaden Fielder, the DH, who singled but was thrown out at second, trying to stretch the hit in the third inning. Walked in the fifth before being picked off and caught stealing. And the pitch, that's low for a ball. 2-0 the count, turned into a rundown play, but Daniil Ortiz able to make the tag. And that affirmed by all three umpires after a huddle. Deep breath by Alberini, and the right-hander delivers. Check swing, call, no, that's a strike on the swing. Might have been a strike on location as well. Either way, it's 2-1. According to the TrackMan strike zone, it was on point. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Now two balls and a strike to count. And the pitch from Alberini. Breaking ball swung on and missed. No, what? Swung on and missed. Appeal down to third, and Paul Willis says no go. I said corrected. Breaking ball is a ball. 3-1 the count. Now Al Barini gets the sign. And the right-hander delivers. Fastball, ooh, in tight. And that got plate umpire Jim Clayton on the hand as it came in for ball four. Got him on the right hand. But he will flip a new baseball to Manny Jackson for delivery to Hunter Alberini. That's just one of those that unfortunately it's on the backhand for Manny. And the batter getting out of the way and that split second. Clayton not able to make the adjustment to get out of the way in time, but the walk from Alberini means a runner on, one out for Elijah Clayton. Shortstop 0 for 2, reached on an error in the third inning, flied out to right in the fifth. The set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Twisted him around with a changeup. Strike one. Ramada out of town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League. They're back underway in Williamsport in the Crosscutters. Have taken a 1-0 lead on the Scrappers. Top half of the seventh inning there. 0-1, that's low for a ball. 1-1 the count. Meanwhile, Trenton still holding on. The lead is 4-3, one out in the bottom of the ninth. Nobody on base for the Black Bears yet, but two more outs before the Thunder can truly put it away. One ball, one strike, the pitch. That's low for a ball, 2-1 the count. So right now, this is the only lopsided matchup in the MLB Draft League. The Ramada Out-of-Town Scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Two balls and a strike. There goes the runner. Pitches up and inside, and it deflects off the mitt of Manny Jackson, so they'll beat 0-throw. It's a stolen base for Jaden Fielder. Jackson retrieves it before any further movement. Three balls and a strike, the count to Clayton. With Turvell Johnson on deck for the Keys. Alberini has the sign, sets to the midsection, 3-1. And excuse me, Tapper down the first baseline. That's a fair ball, and West will apply the tag coming forward to do so. Jaden Fielder moves up to third. And Carson Luna did the right thing, as did Hunter Alberini. They both went to first because you don't want to have a Will Craig type play in that situation. Where the runner tries to score and then you all of a sudden you never tag the batter and everybody's safe. Now Turvell Johnson up, 0-3. Pitch. That's a strike. Change up at 88 over the outer half of the plate. There'll be more reinforcements coming up for the Spikes over the next few days here in Frederick and leading into the second part of the road trip, if you will, although the Spikes will return home in between series, enjoy the off day in Happy Valley before venturing to Trenton on Tuesday. Well, there'll be plenty of new Spikes when we come back home next weekend. The 1-1 swung on and missed. 1-2 the count. Charlie Hurley, Hunter Alberini. The two have joined to this point. Again, Tyler Boudreau, Tanner Wiggins, Derek Wiley, all departing yesterday. We thank them for their time with the Spikes and wish them the best along their baseball journeys. The 1-2, that is low for a ball, 2-2. And the pitch. Chopper on to short. Taken in by Wilson. Fires to first in time. And the Keys go down in the bottom of the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. But at the end of seven, it remains State College 11, Frederick 3. Spikes with two more times at bat, six more outs before they can put away their third straight win here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays, close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Pitch of the eighth inning is a ball low and away to Hayden Moore, and he sends the next pitch deep to right field, and that one is gone. Got out of here in a hurry, 103 miles off the bat, 377-foot solo shot for Hayden Moore to start off the eighth, his first home run as a Spike, and it's now a 12-3 ball game. Hayden Moore just jumped all over that pitch. A 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and he, again, sent it out of here at 103. Here's Samuel Benjamin now, who has three homers of his own, tied for the league lead in that category. And Benjamin is 1-for-3 with a walk, which he received with the bases loaded tonight, so 17 RBIs. To lead the league as well, and he swings and misses at the first pitch from Sun, 0-1. Benjamin also with 26 hits to lead the MLB Draft League. The pitch fades in for a called strike on the inner half, 0-2. Cade Climie due up next, and then Blake Wilson to follow. 12-3 State College. And Tom Sun, the Frederick right-hander, delivers a breaking ball high and away. Ball one. Tomorrow, it's a 6 o'clock game here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. I'll be on with you at approximately 5:45 with Spikes Live presented by Mount Nittany Health. Jackson Delina set to get the start for the Spikes. Jacob Gomez on the mound for Frederick. Two balls, two strikes. Of course, Jacob Krager, outstanding. Five innings of one-run ball this evening. Five strikeouts, three hits, three walks, that's all. Retired the first seven batters he faced. And the count now 3-2 on Benjamin. Set by Sun in the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. So Sun records his second strikeout of the night. The ninth for Frederick pitching. One down, and Cade Climie the batter. Cade has reached base three times tonight, a single and two walks. He has scored two runs. He's knocked in a run. He's stolen a base. 1-for-2 at the plate officially. And so Climie will step in. We're talking earlier about Bucko Mania night coming up next Saturday night at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Also, fireworks after that game presented by Penn Highlands Healthcare, and it is Penn Highlands Healthcare Cancer Survivors Night, as several, and more than several, numerous cancer survivors coming out to the ballpark. We celebrate Cancer Survivors Month in a big way, going out in style. And the 1-1 now to Climie, up and in for a ball, 2-1. But not only that, since it's Bucko Mania night, the Sunday special of Half Price Iron City IC Light and IC Light Mango products also extends to Saturday. Don't worry, it'll be in force on Saturday or on Sunday the 30th as well, as the 2-1 pitch taken for a called strike on the outer edge. 90 on the fastball, 2-2 the count. Sunday fun day with a pregame catch on the field. 6:35 start Sunday the 30th to complete the series with West Virginia. And, of course, 12 home games coming up for the Spikes in the next 3 weeks. 12 out of the next 14 games after the visit to Trenton this coming week will be at home. 3-2 the count to Climie. And the pitch, fastball and a called strike, 3 at the knees. Third strikeout for Sun. Two down in the top of the eighth, and here is Blake Wilson. Wilson pinch hit in the latter stages of the sixth inning, reached on an error, and then took over at shortstop. Daniel Ortiz making his first appearance at shortstop for the Spikes this year, getting the start there tonight. Wilson levels the bat in the right-handed box, and the pitch. Down and away, ball one. Well, Spike scored one in the first, two in the fourth, then eight runs in the sixth inning before the solo homer by Moore to start this eighth inning. The 1-0, chopped down the third baseline, foul. 1-1 the count. Keys scoring a run in the fourth, two more in the sixth. 12-3 State College here in the top of the eighth inning. And it looks like the Spikes have rediscovered something. Now, part of it, of course, is taking advantage of opportunities that the opposition presents them, and they certainly did that in a big way in the sixth inning. Scored eight runs despite just three hits in the inning, but just took advantage of some wildness. There were five walks, a hit batsman, an error in there as well. 2-1 pitch. Fouled off the top of the helmet of Owen Carapelati, but the Frederick catcher just reaches for a new baseball and is ready to go. 2-2 the count. I'm sure everybody staying hydrated there in the Spikes dugout. 2-2, sliced foul, first base side, but you know, swinging bats can produce a lot of cool air too, and that's I think what the Spikes are looking to do here, not be totally out of step with the game decided in all likelihood. Just trying to maximize individual opportunities and be cognizant of the state of the game. The pitch low for a ball, 3-2. I mean, none of these guys are going to go up there just hacking away right now. They'll be selective. Let the game come to them. Pitch. Sails high, ball four. So the breaking ball puts Wilson on board. It's first walk issued by Tom Sun tonight. And with a runner on and two out, here's Brylan West. West is 2-for-3 with a double, a sacrifice fly, two RBIs, two runs scored. Wilson still putting the sliding mitt on the right hand, but West slams this one toward left field, and that's a base hit. Rolling to the corner, Wilson digging for third, and he'll make it standing up, and Brylan West settles into second with his second double of the evening. So Brylan West notched his first home run as a Spike last night, and his two doubles tonight give him four total on the year, five extra base hits. And here is Carson Luna now, who is 0-for-1 with a sacrifice fly in two plate appearances. Checked in as a pinch hitter in the top of the sixth inning, then stayed on to play second base as Tim Battle chops up the middle infield positions and as well as left field tonight. And we also saw Manny Jackson come in as the catcher. Pitch is low. Nope, strike at the knees, 0-1. 91 on the fastball by Sun. Second and third, two outs. And the pitch in the dirt, blocked by Carapelotti. One ball, one strike. Again, 6 p.m. game time tomorrow, then 1 o'clock, the matinee matchup to finish out this four-game series on Sunday. Then we'll take the trek back home, off day on the schedule Monday. Three games at Trenton Thunder Ballpark this coming week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then back home, sweet home, and how sweet it will be with those 12 home games from June 28th to July 13th. Only two road games in the mix. Visit to Williamsport July 4th, again on the 5th, and that's all. Everything else in the first half is a home game from June 28th onward. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike three is Sun, strikes out the side in the 8th. But Hayden Moore starts off the inning big with a solo homer. Two hits, two runners left on base, 7.5 gone. It's 12-3 State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. You turn on like
lightning. This summer, you do you. Only at Toyota. Whether it's in an adventure-ready RAV4 with available all-wheel drive, an all-new 24 Tacoma with more power for more play, or the all-new 25 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offers end July 1st. Toyota, let's go places.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, 12-3 State College. Hunter Alberini will stay on the mound to begin this eighth inning. He'll face Brody Farr, JoJo Jackson, or Dalen Pena, at least the 2-3-4 hitters due up for the Keys against Alberini. Chris Stewart, the left-hander, warming up in the bullpen. Down the left field line. And Brody Farr, who is 0-for-2, a walk. He also has reached on an error and scored a run. Stands in the left-handed box, and Alberini's first pitch to him here in the eighth is outside for a ball, 92 miles an hour on the fastball. So Manny Jackson doing the catching, Brian West still at first, Carson Luna at second, Blake Wilson at short, Cade Climby at third. Outfield is Sam Erickson in left, Hayden Moore in center, Trayson Hughes in right, and that pitch slipped away from Alberini. It shoots low and all the way to the backstop, and Alberini, I think, is a little miffed at himself. He had a couple warm-ups in this inning that got away from him and might not be able to get a great grip on the ball, but, of course, on a night like tonight, ball might have a little more moisture on it. Ball might be sweating. The pitch outside, ball three. Now Stewart is, looks like he's still in the midst of his warm-ups. He's not quite ready, but he is taking a peek at the action on the field. 3-0. That floats in for a strike. The get-me-over fastball makes it 3-1. 6 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Sunday. Don't forget, Independence Eve fireworks coming up on July the 3rd, presented by the PA Lottery. The tradition continues as the 3-1 fastball is low for ball four, and Brody Farr takes a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the eighth. That'll bring JoJo Jackson to the plate. Jackson actually went deep in the eighth inning last night, a two-run shot that made it a two-run game at that point. Now Spikes added on an insurance run in the ninth, and Drake Quinn made sure that the Keyes went down in short order in the bottom of the ninth for the save. Needed just 9 pitches to record 3 outs, 2 via strikeout. And the pitch. Chopped to the right side, taken by Luna to second for 1. Wilson to first, double play, just by a step. 4-6-3. So 2 players of double play combos in this game, and they have both turned 2 this evening. 11 double plays turned on the ground by the Spikes so far this year. And with the bases empty, 2 outs, here's Dalen Pena, the first baseman, 1-for-2. Lined out to second in the second, walked and scored in the fourth. RBI double in the sixth before scoring himself. This game, the first he has played in this series. Did not play last night. Set by Alberini in the pitch. That's low for a ball. Want to know the count, and Alberini immediately does a quick bend down, run his right hand through the dirt on the mound. And maybe that's the thing. Maybe there's too much moisture, and that's the problem. 1-0. Swung on, foul to the right side. 1-1 the count. Of course, out in Vegas, it does tend to get hot as well. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Breaking ball low and away. Appeal on the swing. No go, says Andy Simons. 2-1 the count. 12-3 State College. They've out hit the Keys 10-4. 2 errors aside in this game. Alberini sets and delivers. Fastball low, 3-1. 92 on that fastball. Spikes in their blue jerseys tonight. Blue caps, all of their wins in this nascent, what is to be a 3-game win streak, if they can hold on here, have come with the blue jerseys, so they'll be wearing them tomorrow night in all likelihood as well. And the 3-1 pitch, low for ball 4. So the third walk that Alberini's allowed, but he is not allowed a hit so far in an inning and 2/3. Alan Gil Fernandez, the batter, the third baseman, is 1-for-2 with a double, a sacrifice fly, 2 runs batted in. And Manny Jackson is going to head out to the mound to have a quick chat with Hunter Alberini. And this is not necessarily about signs, it's just what can I do? Let's get this final out. Best catchers always have a good rapport with their pitchers. And, of course, Manny Jackson has been on the Spikes since game 1 this year, but Hunter Alberini just joining the club. So developing that rapport is key. Pitch. Hop. High and inside for ball 1. Set by Alberini, the 1-0. Fastball down and away, ball 2. No action in the Frederick bullpen. It'll likely be Tom Sun's game to finish. He came on, got the final 2 outs in the 6th. Buzzed through the 7th, gave up the homer and 2 hits, but no other runs in the 8th. Grounder on to short, taken by Wilson in the hole, but he fires the throw to first in time in the inning. Is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 runner left. 8 innings complete here in Frederick. But it's all Spikes. 12-3 the lead here on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lobrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth inning, all spikes tonight with an 8-run sixth inning, helping to power a 12-3 lead. Trayson Hughes, Sam Erickson, Manny Jackson, the 7-8-9 batters due up against Tom Sun, the Frederick right-hander who delivers a strike, a breaking ball over the outer edge, 0-1. Trayson Hughes tonight, 1-for-4 with a run scored. Spikes have collected 10 hits as a team. And the pitch, bouncer up the middle and into center field, a base hit. Brody Farr with a diving attempt to knock it down in shallow center, but probably would have been a single either way for Hughes, who reaches as the leadoff man, and now Sam Erickson, the batter. 0-for-1 with a bases loaded walk in the sixth inning. He scored a run in that frame as well. Well, they gave him the strains of Werewolves of London to enter to. Probably because the moon is out, and it's lost some of the reddish tint it had earlier. Now more of the yellowish as it rises above the scoreboard here in right field and Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. First pitch strike, 0-1. Next offering, called strike on the outer edge, 90-mile-an-hour fastball from Tom Sun. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strike three. Fifth strikeout for Tom Sun. And now, with the runner on first, one out, Manny Jackson, who took over at catcher in the seventh inning, will make his first appearance at the plate tonight. And the first pitch to him is low and away for a ball. Manny hitting 185 with a .258 on base percentage, 7 games, 2 RBIs. And the next one, strike as well. One ball, one strike. A pair of fastballs at the knees from Sun to start things off. Next offering, low and away for ball two. 91 on the fastball that time. Trayson Hughes unlikely to be taking off in this situation. With the game 12-3, top of the ninth. Sun to the plate, and Jackson drives this one toward left field. JoJo Jackson going back on it. He reels it in at the warning track. And Hughes will retreat to first. Manny Jackson gave it a ride, but it's the second out of the inning. Now Hayden Moore, who gave it a ride last time, all the way out of here for his first home run as a Spike, steps in. 2-for-4 with a walk. He has knocked in a total of 2 runs and scored 3 tonight. Solo homer off of Sun last time up. And he jumped on the first pitch there. We'll see what he does here. It does swing at the first pitch, but the breaking ball dives into the dirt. Strike one on the swing. Tomorrow, 6 p.m. game time for the Spikes and the Keys. State College looking to continue its winning streak. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Of course, if you go by the Major League 2 definition, it's only after securing this win that the Spikes will be on a winning streak. It has happened before, of course. Pitch low and away, ball two. They can indeed secure this. They'll look to get a series victory in a 4-game set, which is a big achievement. 2-1 pitch, fly to center field. Royce Clayton Jr. underneath it makes the catch, and the inning is over. No runs, a hit, one runner left. The Spikes 3 outs away from that third straight win, leading 12-3. We're back for the finish here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I like a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lobrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Bottom of the ninth inning here in Frederick. State College with a commanding 12-3 lead, but a new pitcher on the mound for the ninth inning, and it is the left-hander out of Houston, Chris Stewart, native of Amsterdam in the Netherlands. Stewart is making his sixth appearance for the Spikes. No record, a 3.86 ERA. 3 outs here. He'll have his third game finished this season. 9 1/3 total innings. He has allowed 4 runs, all earned on 2 hits. He has 16 strikeouts to 10 walks, 6-hit batsman, however, is tops on the team, but an .067 opponent's batting average. Likes to own the inside, and he'll face lefty Owen Carapelati, righty Royce Clayton Jr., and lefty Jaden Fielder here on the bottom of the ninth with a 12-3 lead. Plenty of cushion. And Stewart's first pitch of the night, low and away for a ball, gets away from Jackson, but merely ball one. Hunter Alberini, in his debut with the Spikes, goes 2 innings, did not allow a hit nor a run. He did walk 3 batters, has not yet recorded a strikeout. Alberini, the pitch swung on and missed by Carapelati. Slider from Chris makes it 1-1. Alberini threw 31 pitches, only 11 strikes, but he was able to make it through 2 innings. A double play there helped him. All of his outs, in fact, were ground ball outs. And the 1-1 breaking ball, a strike on the outer edge, 1-2. Now Stewart looks into Jackson for the sign and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3, Chris Stewart. Leads off the bottom of the ninth by recording his first strikeout of the night. The Spike 6th brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Royce Clayton Jr. is 0-3 tonight. A strikeout, a fielder's choice, a ground out. And the pitch. There's a tight spinner for a strike on the outer half. Owen won the count. And 6 o'clock tomorrow and 1 o'clock in the afternoon Sunday to finish out this 4-game series, a weekend set in Frederick. Pitch called a strike on the outer edge, 0-2. Hard to believe, but after this series, the Spikes in the first half of the MLB Draft League schedule will only have 5 road games remaining, and who knows if the race for the first half title will heat up. 0-2. Check swing. Breaking ball was low, and there'll be no appeal. It was clearly checked before he went around. 1-2 the count. Remember, the first half champion of the MLB Draft League automatically gets dibs on home field for the championship game, which will be September 5th. Grounder on to third, charging and climbing, throw across the diamond on the run. It's in time, and the Spikes are one out away from their third consecutive victory. And Jaden Fielder, the last hope for the Keys, serving as the DH tonight. He is one for one with a pair of walks. Thrown out twice on the base paths, once trying to extend the hit, once caught stealing on a pickoff play. He also has stolen a base tonight. Stands in the left-handed batter's box, and Stewart delivers. Check swing, breaking ball low and away. Appeal to third, no go on the swing, ball one. What a great outing by Jacob Krager to start things off on the mound. The big eight-run sixth inning. Spikes have thrived on the big inning this year. And 2-0 the count, and Stewart wants a new baseball. He'll toss that one out of play and get a new one from Manny Jackson. Chris has the habit of unbuttoning about the top two buttons of his jersey. On a night like tonight, that's not a half bad idea. But he'll do it. If the temperature is 30 degrees lower, he'll do it as well. The 2-0 misses low, 3-0 the count. But as a left-handed relief pitcher, the stereotype within the baseball world is that you do some off-kilter things. 3-0 is a strike on the outer edge, 3-1 the count. But Chris is definitely an integral part of this team, and really the camaraderie among these Spikes, something Tim Battle really takes great pride in. That these players really like each other. They play as a team. They work as a team. Pitch outside for a ball and a two-out walk to Fielder. The third walk he's received tonight. Extends the game for Elijah Clayton to come to the plate. The other Clayton brother, 0 for 3 in the game. And we mentioned yesterday, because playing first base last night was Cam Clayton, but Cam is no relation to Elijah or Royce Jr. And the pitch, breaking ball, called strike on the inside corner. 0-1 the count. Joe Putnam along with you here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. 12-3. The Spikes lead it. One out away from victory. And there goes the runner. The pitch fouled back, however. That would have been interesting because Carson Luna came over to cover the bag. But I'm not sure that Jackson would have thrown. And then it would have been, well, is it a stolen base, or is it defensive indifference in a 9-run game? But when you're evaluating for defensive indifference, you got to incorporate the whole defense's reaction. If Luna's going to race to the bag, he might get a steal out of it, but it's a moot point. It was a foul ball, and the 0-2 is a breaking ball high and away. 1-2 the count. Fielder will likely be off here regardless, but it'll be up to Chris Stewart. Facing Clayton in the pitch, breaking ball outside, 2-2 the count. Jackson Delano on the mound for the Spikes. Jacob Gomez for the Keys tomorrow. And I'll be on with you at approximately 5:45 for Spikes Live, presented by Mount Nittany Health. The 2-2 outside, ball three. Plenty of fantastic happenings at Medler Field at Lebrano Park coming up over the next 2 weeks and over the rest of the season as well. Ample opportunity to see the Spikes in action. Payoff pitch, called strike three at the knees. And Chris Stewart records the final strikeout. 7 total for the Spikes tonight as they take down the Frederick Keys by the score of 12-3. The Spikes now 9-7 on the year. The third consecutive win for State College. And 2 hours and 56 minutes, the time of the game. We'll have the final numbers for you and wrap things up from Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium right after this on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available, with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities, inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Messages for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spikes teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Back here at Nimmo Field at Harry Grove Stadium, the final tonight, State College 12, Frederick 3. The Spikes now winners of three straight strong efforts all around tonight. A big eight-run, sixth inning, the key to the Spikes victory. But strong start from Jacob Krager as well, and Hayden Moore goes deep for his first home run as a Spike. Brianlin West with a three-hit game that included a pair of doubles as well, and Samuel Benjamin extends his on-base streak to 16 games, notches his league-leading 17th RBI of the season. The final game totals for State College, 12 runs on 11 hits, 2 errors, 7 runners left on base. For Frederick, 3 runs on 4 hits, 2 errors, and 6 runners left on base. Jacob Krager went 5 innings, allowing 1 run on 3 hits and 3 walks. He struck out 5. He gets the victory, now 1-0 on the year. Grant Richards, the Frederick starter, gets the loss. He is now 0-3, despite the fact he also went 5 innings and allowed 3 runs to earn, which I would say in the MLB Draft League also counts as a quality start, but draws the loss nonetheless. Time of the game, 2 hours and 56 minutes in front of 3,140 fans here in Frederick. Tomorrow it's a 6 o'clock game. Jackson Delina gets the ball for State College. Jacob Gomez on the mound for Frederick. I'll have the call for you starting at approximately 5:45 with Spikes Live presented by Mount Nittany Health here at Nimio Field at Harry Grove Stadium. And then we'll have game action following that, a 1 p.m. matinee matchup on Sunday afternoon to finish off this four-game series. Then an off day on the schedule Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in Trenton with a trio of 7 p.m. matchups there. But then at 6:35, Friday, June the 28th, we're back home at Medler Field at LeBron O. Park to start a stretch of 12 of 14 games being at home all the way through the end of the first half on July 13th. Tickets available for all of them right now at statecollegespikes.com. Final tonight, State College 12, Frederick 3. I'm Joe Putnam. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.